Have you got game? The Lowdown.
This is Got Game, a show by gamers for gamers. I have to get that in at least one more time. This is a very special, momentous, important show. It is, I'm sure if you've been following on Twitter, our last show on the Sportsnet network. This is the fullest house we have ever had. I feel like we should be playing the Full House theme instead of our theme because there's a lot of people in here. We wanted to make it a special one as we leave the Sportsnet network. So not only is Christine Chubb, Colin Robertson, Patrick Luciani, Steve Lung, and myself, Momin Qureshi, in here, we have some names from Got Game years gone past. We have Zach Cooper. Okay, now you're not allowed to show anymore. Brian Calhoun.
Brett.
Yeah.
Nailed
and
it.
And Riley Little in studio.
I can't say thanks for having me. Yeah.
So thank you guys for
just takes the high road.
Thank you guys all for coming in. We've been digesting this news for about 2 weeks now, and we wanted to do something special to usher us off the network. It's been 10 years almost that we've been doing the show. It's been a long time. Christine, I can see like you're starting to tear up, man. It's not good.
No, it's just hot in here. And
She's sweating. She doesn't care about the show.
Yeah. I just got something in my eye. That's all.
I sweat out of my eyes.
I'm just going to have my sunglasses on.
So we actually came into studio not really with a plan. We just wanted to like
cry for 90 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
And just look back over the years that we had. If you've been listening to the show recently and you don't recognize some of the names, so Zach and Brian and myself were on the original launch that took off with Ken Rodney, who sadly is not here right now, but we love him and we miss him. He's
still alive.
Still very much alive.
R.I.P.
He just couldn't come in today, but we do love him and he's very special to us all here. But
that was actually a gag that ran on for probably about a year or so
after he left
the
show.
Alive.
He's alive. He's just not here physically.
Love you, K-Rod.
So, yeah, Zach, Brian, myself, and Ken started the show years and years and years ago, and then it evolved, and we went through several hosts who have come and gone and left and come back, in Patrick's case.
Hello.
Leaving
coming welcome back. Welcome back.
But, Zach, I mean, I don't know, maybe if you and Brian can go through just, like, getting the show on the air was interesting because pitching the idea of doing a video game show on a sports station, radio station, is not an easy sell.
Well, it started with Calhoun's written word.
Yeah, and believe it or not, they actually came to us in the beginning. Actually, Doug Faraway came to me. Mm. Doug Faraway, that's a name from a long time. A man who definitely shepherded us off on our voyage here in Radioland, came to us and said, hey, can you guys sort of put this together? And we tried a few things. It started off as a blog. That's where we really got our feet underneath us.
He went to Calhoun. He said, hey, I read your Fear 2 review, and I really think we need more of this.
My then, Fear 2 review? Wow.
That's actually what drew me in, because I was like, yo, we're writing about video games here?
Fear 2.
I was like,
two.
Brian
wow.
Calhoun. So I saw you in the hallway, and I think you said, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about doing this for a while, and you said you needed a host. I was like, I like games.
It was an idea I had before we even got here, before any of us were here hired at The Fan. I had this idea at other radio stations. It never took off there. Eventually, I was brought in here, and the ball, maybe within 3 months of me being hired, started off, like, questions were being asked. Meetings were being had.
It was a great Fear 2 review.
Clearly. Did you give it a 6 or no?
Yeah. What's that?
Did you give it a 6 or no?
Can I ask a question?
That's a way back throwback for our early decision.
It's still etched into my brain.
Does anyone remember what game that was? It was one of our very early reviews, one of the first shows.
It was, I think it was a G.I. Joe game based on the movie.
It was something mediocre. Like
no way that got a 6. There's no way that got a 6. I remember the context. I don't remember
Maybe it was an X-Men game. It was an X-Men game based on the movie, I think.
Wolverine?
And then, yeah, maybe.
No, I liked that game too much for it to be a 6.
Maybe. That was like a 9.5.
That was a 6.5.
9.9.
Yeah, the review scale was always a contentious point for sure. Yeah. And I remember because it was one of those moments where it's like, all right, Calhoun, wrap it up. We're doing the wrap it up thing. He's like, all right. And he'd go, all right, it's a game. 6. And just dying. It was amazing.
I can't remember the game, but back then I just feel like that was the most accurate description of it.
Yeah.
There was nothing special about it. There was nothing really to draw as far as a negative. It was just
a game.
It was a game.
6.
You can play it if you want.
So
6.
Anyway, you guys get started. You bring Ken on board. And I remember at that time I was covering video games for 680.
Yeah. You were the Nintendo guy. Yeah. You were brought in to be the Nintendo guy.
And then we just kind of took off and started doing the show. And like what I didn't expect when we started, because I thought we were just gonna come tape a show every week, talk about video games and be gone. What I didn't expect, which was like the most pleasant surprise, was all the stuff that we got to start doing, like all the local gaming events and meeting people in the industry and getting review copies for stuff. I remember when we got our first review copies, like, oh my God, they're going to send us games to play before they come out? This is the, why haven't we been doing this for years?
This is my dream!
This is the greatest thing in the world!
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, just like getting out and seeing the community and stuff like that, that's like, that was like the most fun stuff.
I agree. And it was some of those events that led me to get an actual job in games, which is cool and I love, and it's a fantastic industry. And I mean, I owe so much to the show. I love it, and I love you guys.
Oh, here we go. And so it begins.
Yeah. So I think
that was so just many feels. The feels.
So recorded.
I think what's so great is like we just started off. We didn't really know what we were doing. We figured it out over time.
Oh, those first few shows were so hard to listen to.
Yeah,
we were so bad.
How can you see? For me, like these shows will still pop up on like my Facebook memories, yeah. But they're all dead links because the domain changed. I'm like, I would have loved to have heard what I like. Well, if you how want, I reviewed that game.
If you want, we have a folder, a network folder here
can
that
you
has
send
like
me all
hundreds of episodes.
Of our,
it's hundreds of episodes of Got Game that are in there. So basically what we wanted to do is like, what I loved is that, you know, when you announced you were leaving after what, how many years? 4 years of the show, I think, or so?
Yeah, it was close to five.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So at that time, Christine, we had brought you in.
Yes.
Oh, and, she had been around for a while.
Yeah,
because I was in when Ken left.
Right. Oh, right, yeah, Ken was the first one
to leave. Ken's replacement.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Ken's up.
But what I've loved is that the show's kept going with like different iterations of people that have come along. Like Christine, when we brought you in, you were just web editing and doing some stuff at 680, and you were like, I play video games.
Yeah,
I didn't mean just.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
it's
you were
fine.
Like, I play video games, and so we brought you in, and like you just like fit right into the show right off the bat.
I believe the exact thing was I was sitting at work on the weekend, and Zach was working the fan. And he goes, Chubb, you like video games, right? Yes. Like, you want to come on the show? We're doing our year in review, our year end roundup. Okay. And that was it.
And then the listeners demanded she come back.
That's right.
Over and over.
Over and over.
And then they demanded we all leave, and we're like, wait, what's happening?
This is a mutiny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's been good times. Patrick, like, at what point did you come onto the show?
It was on and off. Like, whenever something on PC had come out,
I was
the only one who really...
Praise the Master Race.
Yeah, played
PC
on that.
PC correspondent, Patrick Luciani.
Yeah, that was the original one. And then it became, like, an annual thing where you were like... We need someone else to come to E3. And I was like, what? And when I got to go to that, it was like a dream come true. And
way,
I kept saying it over and over again. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we need to find a hotel, and it's out of pocket. Oh, and you need an airline ticket, and it's out of pocket.
Great
and I was like,
recommendation
I'm still going.
For hotels in LA, by the way.
Yeah. I know what's coming up here.
The first time we did E3, I had picked a great place for a radio budget, which was $32 a night.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And for some reason, it got vetoed, and it might have been because of a stabbing.
I was about to say, did someone get stabbed?
Me and Christine began to read the reviews, and like every review was like, this is a terrible place. I was scared for my life. I didn't want to go there. And then,
guys, I already put $20 down.
And so Christine and I reached out to you.
The best one was the water tasted funny, the one. And then it was the hotel that the body was found in the water tank. Like,
was it the hotel?
It was that hotel.
Drink the water.
Don't shower.
You have a bottle of water right there. Yeah, just bring that stuff with you.
Pour it over your head when you need to shower.
Not in your check-in.
But that was really one of the most fun things, is the fact that I mean, I know you go to E3 every year now, and it's old hat for you, but...
I wouldn't say that.
It's a thing.
Whatever. E3.
But the fact that the first time we got to go was such a, like, crazy experience, and we learned a lot that first year. Like, don't arrive on Monday. That's the first thing. But we learned a lot. It was, like, a crazy but amazing experience the first time we went.
It was great. It was booked solid with interviews. I missed the rush. Like, for me, E3 is a bit different now. Like, I get to hang out for the most part. There are things that I have to do. But back then, we were, like, rushing from booth to booth, literally seeing every game and talking to everyone. And, you know, it was a beautiful... I just love the vibe, man. Like, the energy, you know?
Steve, I know that's one of your highlights, that you got to go to E3.
It's really weird. I think I may have been like the first and only intern in God Game history. Yes.
Yeah, that is actually true.
Because I think the way I came onto the show was I was just kind of starting off at Sportsnet at the time, like on the website. And like I had been listening to the show for a while, like for probably like 2-3 years.
Sorry about that, by the way.
But then I just like, I just emailed Calhoun just out of the blue. It's like, hey, like I love video games. I work at Sportsnet. Is there any way I could get involved on this show?
And I'm sitting there on the other end looking at this email going, like, this is a great idea. And I'd love to have you come in, but it's just like, what would we do if an intern? Because we're just so used to doing it ourselves. So we just said, sure, you want to come on in? Just come on in and you know, sit in a corner and watch us and evolve from that.
Yeah, that's just sit in the corner. What happened?
Super weird. Calhoun exactly can only perform if people are watching. That's really weird. Yeah.
This show just took a twisted turn.
Face is great. Great face. Yeah.
But like what Moman said, like this show gave, like, fulfilled a lifelong dream for me, which was to go to E3 for the first time ever. Like, it was, what year was that?
2015.
Yeah.
It was the last time we went.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that was like an unbelievable experience for me personally. And I'll forever be grateful to this show.
It was a nice Airbnb we stayed at.
Yeah, we stayed at a nice house. Not, really not a murder hotel.
How much was it? Was it $32? Can't beat $32.
It was $32.
There might be a body or two, but it's $32. Come on.
Out of all the humans, all the bodies in the earth, one or two.
Yeah.
If they
they just show up there, what's the big deal? You spent $32.
What about you, Colin? I don't, like, it's all a blur for me now. Like, I don't remember at what point which people came in and started sitting in on the show.
I remember forcing my way into there.
Just while we were recording an episode.
Yeah, I remember I just, like, burst in, like, Patrick was, I was working the weekend, and Patrick was like, hey, we're recording, do you want to, like, come on over into the studio? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I just came in and sat down and started talking. I don't even remember about what.
So we never actually invited you to be part of the show. You just,
no.
Just,
no.
I should have kept up the tradition and been like, hey, Colin, you like video games? Want to come talk?
No, I didn't even get that.
Yeah, no, I'm like, hey, Colin, you're coming with me.
It's funny. Steven had to pitch his way. Yeah. And then he just got to sit in the corner.
Sit in the corner and you watch. No. I was like, don't say anything. You just watch.
I don't remember who it was, but it's funny you mentioned just bursting open the door and started while we're recording. Do you remember who it was, Christine?
Rob Wong.
Yeah, we were recording an episode, and like mid-episode, he just like burst through the door and started talking to us, and we're like,
he wanted to talk
mid-show
about NHL. It was perfect though. He walked in and he was like, NHL. Something. It was like,
did he have
recording?
His Modern Warfare 2 night vision goggles? Because I think that was probably his first review.
That was
on the
his
show.
First review. Yeah. Yeah. Or he bought Modern Warfare 2 and brought in the actual night vision goggles. That
we
got
the special
it.
Edition. And yeah. Oh man, yeah. Those things are awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you guys cut in clips from all these references?
Because
in my mind, it's like the last episode of Seinfeld playing.
Yeah, we're playing Green Day. Yeah. We're gonna play the Green Day.
God
song.
Game is definitely on the same level as Seinfeld. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
What's the deal? I don't God know. Game.
Seinfeld's not that good. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. This just got awkward.
I'm gonna push the mic over.
We're gonna fight
all right,
now.
So we all have our hosts of the show at one point in time. But Riley, for somebody who's not a host, you've been in the studio
only
a million times.
Yeah.
Or on the phone a million times.
I'm sick of
I'm only
that.
Here because I actually guilt-tripped Chubb into letting me on. So
true.
It's true. Yeah, we're at the event. I was like, cool. Yeah, game of the year. Yeah, I think I was invited to that. Where was I?
Yeah. I forgot. I
wasn't there. So she's like,
how many times do you think I've been on our show? 20, 30, 40?
Too many.
Yeah, too many.
Way too many.
Way too many.
Kind of disgusting.
This is the last time.
Yeah, Riley, you're not allowed on anymore.
My favorite moment is when we tried to start a fight between you and Sean Hatton.
Okay, so that guy is a fool. So and it's not like you can come on the show and say anything now. So I'm
Riley
pretty happy with that.
Now,
yeah, now you win. You are on the last episode.
Riley gets the last word.
My debut on the show is actually I reviewed Captain America for you guys on the PlayStation 3.
What? And I didn't know that was a game.
I got
it was
in a
Captain of America game.
Yeah,
it was a 6.
I think I gave it a 6.
It's a game. Right?
Yeah, it's a game. Six.
And I think Calhoun and I got in a bit of a thing.
Oh yeah. Was that a live show?
That was a live show. Yeah.
Because I remember looking over at you while you're like ripping into Calhoun on live radio. I'm like, this is amazing.
Our ratings are going to skyrocket.
Okay, I need to hear this.
Yeah, so the next event that I went to, I think Calhoun tried to kick me, and I just ran away. So, yeah, it's great memories here. Yeah.
We actually did do, like, 4 or 5 live shows of the history of this show. And we were always, like, excited about it but nervous. Because I remember one time we opened the phone lines, like, oh, my God, is anybody going to call? And then people called. They were like, oh, my God, we have phone calls. This is amazing.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Half of them wanted to get on the fishing show. But
can you blame them?
That was the other thing is when we started and we were actually on the fan, people would ask me, like, what time are you on? I was like, I don't know. And they're like, you don't know what time you're on? As in, like, no. Like, it could be, like, Saturday
wherever
at 4.
Wherever there's room.
Yeah, Saturday at 4, Sunday at 2. I remember one time I heard us, like, I was driving home, and it was Thursday night at 10, and our show came on. I was like, we're on Thursday night at 10.
And then sometimes we'd, like, lead into Blue Jays baseball.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. There was that stretch when we were right after Blue Jays baseball, 5 o'clock on Sundays.
Jays, Yankees, got game.
We're doing it.
I don't know what this show is, but I want to listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind.
it's video games.
So do you guys have like one or two moments that you like pick out as like your favorite or things that you remember? For me, one of the things, and this goes to you, Patrick and Christine, one of the things that I will forever remember is the words Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh my god.
Rainbow Six Siege. So we were giving away a copy.
Lovers.
We were giving away a copy of Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
And you nailed it.
Now I can forever say it.
You're definitely going to need to splice in this clip.
I will splice in this
clip. It was almost 2 years ago to the day.
Don't forget, we're giving away a copy of Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
He tried to say it again.
Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege on the Xbox One.
How much do people at Ubisoft hate me right now?
Well, we're never talking to this guy again.
That's it. Our relationship with Ubisoft is finished. We had a good 7-year run with them. They've been wonderful to our show. And
Zach Cooper is going to come up and punch you in the face next time he sees you.
He's going to be like Homer, and I'm Lenny. He's going to punch me in the back of the head next time he sees me.
That's right.
No.
It's really harsh.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
I was about to say you nailed it. I was about to yell out, oh, Moment, you nailed it. And you messed it up. Moment. You done messed it up again.
Oh, my God. That was 100% legitimate. That happened. That was very real. Wow. Okay. I don't even know if I should try it one more time. Just let one of you two say
it. No, go ahead. Go. Hey, wait, everyone. Shh.
Now,
go.
The sad part about this is I am a professional broadcaster.
Are you, though?
On the air 5 days a week to talk about serious issues.
Nope.
Okay, let me get into the mental mindset.
All right, so we just got off the interview. We just got off the interview. We're talking about... Yeah, okay.
Okay,
it's
here
great.
We go.
Yep.
Okay.
Remember, we're never leaving, are we?
We are giving away a copy of...
You can't even...
I feel like we need to bring the audience back if you ever get this right.
Wait, cue it up. Okay. Should I come over there and cue it up? Wait, hold on. No, because you're going
to...
Hold on.
You have to say it right first before you get the privilege of the audience.
Hang on.
I got it. I'll play it. Okay, wait, is this one?
Let's start with this.
No.
That's the drum, isn't it?
We are giving away a copy of...
Oh, wait. No!
Okay, we're giving away a copy of... This show rapidly declined.
Okay. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Six.
How is this even a thing? Oh my god, this is the worst.
Holy crap, Moment. I had to walk all the way over there.
Oh my god.
I had the clap lined up, and you can't even talk out of your mouth hole.
I cannot get the words out of my mouth.
He just sucks that bad.
Right. I'm not going to do the drum roll, but I'm going to come over there, and we're going to push the button.
All right. Should I write it down so you can read
it? No, I know what it is.
I'm scared looking at it. Okay.
All right, here we go. We're giving away.
I'm not doing the drum roll. Just
a copy of Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
he did it.
You know,
laughing, half laughing. It took the whole thing, but he did it.
I just couldn't get it, and we—I don't think
it was so funny.
In my life, that ranks as one of the times I've laughed the hardest. Like I was, like, clutching my gut, laughing so hard because I just could not get those words out, and I was just like, "Oh, it's fantastic!"
I'll fire that up the chain. We'll work on the branding.
Please do. Hire me to do voiceovers for it. It'll be amazing.
Moment's Siege, and that's it. That's the name of the game now.
Hey, Moment.
Yeah.
Do you remember iPad implications?
No.
Remember, this was a clip, Zach. I know you remember this.
I was listening to it yesterday.
Did you want to tell the clip then? You're a better storyteller than I am.
Well, I can't remember the context, but it was one of those things where I had to say something like iPhone application, but I said like iPad application and then like iPhone application. It was twisted all over the place. Yeah. It sounds like a very similar scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that people don't know is we're very vocal here. And by that, I mean Christine and you and myself and Ken
who
sang.
Who are you pointing at? There's eight of us.
I was looking. We sang many, many songs on this show. None of them ever made it to the air, but we sang a lot.
Yeah, a lot of Simpsons songs, a lot of S Club 7 songs.
That was Ken. That was not
that
me.
That was also me.
I did so much head
shaking. That was all of us.
When we were recording the show, I just, why? How do you know these songs? Yeah. What?
Because there ain't no party like an S Club party, and S Club party don't stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently. A timeless classic.
Please stop. Yeah.
they stopped. Those parties stopped.
Those parties did stop. Anybody else have any like thing that stands out for them in terms of what you pick out from the show? You do?
I remember Patrick's first time going to E3, and we just discussed it, like, the financial part they had to pay. But just sitting there watching him, like, wide-eyed, as we go from booth to booth, just the innocence that
I was
on display.
It was all unspoiled.
Why don't you talk about how, at the end of the trip, his innocence was lost?
That's what happens. That's what happens when you go to LA.
This? What are you referring to?
It was like one of those. It was an experience that I'll never forget. Like, it was just, oh, crap, I'm here. Like, because I can't tell you how many times I've watched E3 coverage online or on G4, and I was like, man, one day I want to be there. And I was actually like, and then like the third day where it's absolute chaos and I'm calling all these PR reps. And I'm like, I'm going to be like 15 minutes late. Just please don't cancel on me.
And they're like, dude, everyone's 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
And they're like, who
I'm
are
freaking
you?
Out,
who's
like,
this?
Sweating buckets because I'm going from one conference center to the next one. And but it was like, it was
doing
just beautiful, beautiful
doing
chaos.
Sprint
I loved
between
it.
The two halls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and then drinking
that's
after.
Honestly,
that
like when we talk about games and moments, like Assassin's Creed trained me for E3. Yeah, because just like cutting through the crowds,
assassinating people. You know, when you cut their throat.
There are times E3 where you're like, you'll find a clear corridor and you'll be like, wicked, and you'll turn a corner and you'll just hit like mass traffic. Yeah. And you're like, oh no,
it's the washroom line.
And then like you're standing there at an intersection, you watch somebody in front of you just walk around, like they literally walk in that intersection, do a circle, come back the opposite direction. Yeah. You're sitting there going, what way are you going?
I still look at the pictures from E3.
Do you really?
I'm like, yeah, I do.
Every
I've gotten,
day.
Every, they're actually like pasted on my ceiling. So it's the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning and the last thing I see when I go to sleep.
It's like that Wolverine meme where he's like,
yeah, exactly. I just pet it, but it's the E3 logo. Yeah, pretty much.
Man, I was so innocent back then.
It was so, I was like, yeah, back when I was unspoiled.
I know it sounds weird, but it's just the cutest thing to see the entire time.
Oh, Brian,
just the sparkle in his eyes.
He likes it when I watch.
Just the
I told you, he can't perform unless someone's
watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm standing.
Hello, Christine.
This is God game.
Yeah.
Christine, if you could move just a little
bit. The last show, just off the rails.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just every show's off the rails, but.
That's where you want it to be.
That's probably the biggest takeaway I have from God Game, just our wild tangents that we can go on.
Yeah.
Oh, and the best moment in God Game history is the Laura Croft Nathan Drake debate.
That got like the most hits on YouTube like that out of everything we posted on there. I don't understand.
Okay, let's go around the table. What do you think? If you had to pick between date and related, what would you want for Nathan Drake and Laura Croft?
Date. Just because for the idea of Nathan Drake maybe becoming estranged with his wife and then marrying Laura Croft and then creating the greatest archaeologist the world's ever seen.
That's true. Christine?
I like them dating. I think it's fun to have two people who are so alike, but they would have such a competitive spirit to each other where they would both be like, okay, honey, we're fine, and then they'd run off and do their own separate adventures. Kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith situation.
Speaking of breaking up relationships, Colin?
Hey!
I'm not ready to live in a world of them dating, so they're related because the internet would not be able to handle it.
Fair enough.
But yeah, just them being related and maybe crossing paths and saying like, oh, hey, cousin, what's going on? And then it'd be like, oh, my God.
Could you imagine
so cool.
the stories of that family dinner table?
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
My God.
Exactly.
Oh, they'd have to date. They have to date. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even if it was something like when Steve had said they were like rivals, like there'd be so much sexual tension that eventually they'd have to hook up anyway. It'd be like any Hollywood film that's ever been made. They have to date.
So maybe they should be like related and then have that happen.
Ah!
Wow.
No! That is not a moving on.
You're going way too Game of Thrones.
I personally think that they should be related. That would be my
Thank
choice.
Thank you, Roman.
I think it would be great if you had a game where, like, there was, like, you know, Uncharted Raider, where, like, they find out that they're both going after the same thing, and then they end up there, and then they find out that their dad, like, you know, had a previous relationship or something, and that their brother and sister, or their half-brother and sister,
but
or their
cousins.
But before
that, there was that sexual tension.
It's Luke and
Leia! Oh, my God!
It's so again, they have that sexual tension, and it's like when Marty kisses his mom in the car, and they're like,
"It's something weird."
We need to stamp a TM on this storyline right now. Because someone's gonna write something.
I got so much fanfic going through my head right now.
In 2 years, this movie's gonna be announced.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah.
That is another moment where we laughed incredibly hard. Like we were laughing. Like I was hurting after that was over.
But then we posted that to YouTube, and it got like the most comments out of anything we've ever put on YouTube. It's just like that thing.
Two?
Yeah, two. Yeah, like, there was like four comments. It was like the most we had, as opposed to like one, and it's me saying this is great, and then that's it, and then Please one listen. Thumb up because it's also me, and there's two views, and they're both me.
What about for you, Christine? When you think back on the show, what do you pick out?
Well, obviously, a huge moment was like when I got to host the show for the first time because I never ever wanted to host the show.
Then you made me do it.
Right? Everybody was just like, "We're away."
You've been here the longest. Yeah. You do it.
It's like, okay. And I walked in like fully prepared. This is the most prepared the show has been in years. I was like, it's going to be great. And he sat down. I think it was just you and I, Steve.
Yep. That's when you began usurping power from
all I did. And then it all started to change. Then did the show by myself where it was like, it took me 2 hours to record 23 minutes because I was just like, I don't know what to say.
Rainbow sex.
Meantime, when I did a show by myself, I got all cocky and started playing like theme music for myself and stuff like that. I was like, just me. I'm doing whatever I want. And Steve tried to overthrow me.
Back in the corner, Steve!
You put on that dunce cap and you just keep watching.
Talk.
I want to know when we stopped calling him intern Steve.
It wasn't official. Just
after
at some point,
today.
That was like yesterday. Yeah. It's like, congratulations, Steve. You've been promoted.
I think actually at one point, me, Christine, and Brian were talking and we were like, we can't call him intern Steve anymore. He's like on the show every week. We just can't give him that moniker anymore.
I don't think that's
He
ever.
Was also employed at the time, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, I technically was employed when I was intern, Steve. just with like a different company. But that's the other thing. Like so many of us were actually none of us were actually with the Fan 590, were they?
Well, Zach was.
Zach was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I was.
And so was Ken. And so was Brian at the start. But eventually, once you guys left, none of us were with the fan. We were just doing the show for the fan.
They're like, wait, the show's still going on?
Yeah. Exactly. I think that's what's happened. He was like, wait, this show still around?
Somebody noticed.
They're like, posting this weekly
10
still.
10 years?
Somebody was like, we should do a show about video games. You have one.
What?
Yeah, so.
Not anymore!
I'm picturing Cadeau like going through the list of podcasts. Like, huh? It's like, got game? What? What?
What is this? Man, I don't know. Like, this. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like in my Monday to Friday, I'm at 680 and I cover serious news, whether it's City Hall or sometimes it's stuff far more serious than that. And the hour that I get to come in here on the weekend and then just put the show together is like my best hour of the week at my job because it's like the most fun.
It's absolute
hanging out with
hell.
My friends. I'm talking about video games. What'd you say?
Said it's absolute hell.
It's hell and it reminds me how good my life actually is.
It only takes you 1 hour?
Yeah. Yeah,
I was working on this show for like 3 hours some weeks on Fridays.
Yeah, we could pump it out in an hour.
Yeah, now we can.
if someone's watching. If someone's watching, it's like an hour and a half to 2 hours. You gotta work it.
I like how you walked away briefly.
That's it, I'm done.
That's the thing, though. In the early going, it used to take us so long to put together. Because we had to do it in 12-minute segments initially.
Yeah.
And it was so hard for us to like get news.
Sorry, Calvin, we're cutting this bit. We're cutting it.
The worst ones were when we were on the network for, 5 years or something like that?
Yeah.
And you could hear us in Kitchener and Ottawa and all sorts of things. And we had to be like 42 minutes on the dot.
Yeah.
And there's some weeks where I'm sitting there Friday night, everyone's gone home. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I have 39 minutes of material. And what am I going to do with
that? That's a lot of bumper music.
That's when you go into the studio by yourself and you're just like, how can I pad this part out?
And that's when I call Mom and I'd be like, did you hear this week's show? That's super weird. I just started singing Whitney Houston. Really strange. But somehow very on key.
And it's also just weirdly in the middle of my review. We just cut it off and started singing. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, so some of the moments in studio were pretty legendary. I mean, Ken's not here, but the
still alive.
But the relationship between Ken and Brian, I think, was one of my favorite things.
The
I don't know about you,
contentious.
Zach, because sometimes Zach, me and you would just sit back and be like, "Oh, here we go," and just like sit back and watch you and Ken go toe to toe. And it was always like fun, but it was just fun.
I don't know if you ever sat back. You were sitting there waiting to jump in sometimes.
And they just wouldn't let you.
Ken's like, I got this.
Just me, man. It's just me. I'm okay.
There was the, what was it, 19 years playing hockey, 2 years refereeing thing that just never ended?
Well, the game's not done.
I'm going to assume that that's just lack of hockey knowledge more than it is.
I played 19 years. I refereed two. Don't question my hockey knowledge.
No, I'm questioning.
Don't bring that up.
I'm questioning your hockey.
Don't bring that to the table.
You can do that when we get into the break.
And now this important commercial message.
I'm just going through the sports he doesn't know. Like, I bet you don't know cricket.
Something that we used to do a lot that we don't do anymore is we used to, for some reason, come in, hit record, and then talk for like 20 minutes before we actually started the show. And so we'd have like all these like conversations and stuff of us like doing other stuff before we start recording. Now we just like actually say, okay, you ready to do the show? And then we'll hit record and stuff. But that gave us like so many weird outtakes and moments.
Now we're professionals.
The truth is that we do that. Moment just shows up 20 minutes late, so he's missed it all.
And today he was like the first one here.
That's
was like,
true.
Well, now
you don't need to bring it up on our live show.
Get it all out.
Moment was on time today. It was early today.
Excuse me.
Early.
Yeah. I would say of late. Who's more on time than me of late in the last
2 weeks?
That's some strange wording.
So wait. Is this God Game Festivus right now?
Yes.
I never liked any of you people.
I'll be honest. I actually invited you guys all in just because I wanted a Royal Rumble. Although I realized I picked the worst possible spot because I am furthest from the door and behind the desk.
So, but you got the turnbuckle right there. So
that's true. Yeah. I can also stand on the table and jump off it.
Right through the glass. But if you start climbing up, we just run to the ropes. You're off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's how you knock them off.
So let's begin. Ring the bell.
I don't know about you, Zach, but Moment just did the thing that I was the most annoyed about. If we're going to air grievances,
knocking on the table,
moving the microphone while you're talking.
You used to click a pen a lot too.
No, that was me.
It's Neil Osten. My goodness.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Person who keeps us on the air mostly alive.
Love that guy. I haven't been in this building
in 6 years. Oh, that guy's still alive.
Do you guys have anything that, like, what in terms of events that we went to, are there any, aside from E3, obviously?
E3? What?
any of that really kind of stood out to you? Colin, you've been to some stuff.
I mean, Fan Expo. I love going to the Fan Expo and kind of walking around there and seeing all the cool stuff.
You guys really let them go far, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of you get to go to Fan Expo. Yeah,
I took 5 Subway stops.
Cost me $6.
It was great.
Out of pocket.
Fan Expo is great, though.
I love it.
What do you dig?
Everything. Does that count?
Sure.
I'm a man of many tastes, so it doesn't really matter. Do whatever. It's always a good time kind of like hanging out with your people and getting to see them and not feel judged at all, which is great.
Oh, they're judging you.
Oh, I know.
Riley specifically.
Cool. Yeah.
Why is that guy not in cosplay? What's wrong with him?
What a loser.
I'm just a giant. That's it.
I think my memory, or the strongest one I have, is actually I met Zach Cooper at a Halo Reach event when I was, I think I was 18 years old. So that was a while ago. And I remember and it was the first time I ever met him, and he was very nice, and I think I said something along the lines of, yeah, okay, Zach, well, whatever, nice pink shirt. He's like, it's orange. And to this day, I remember those were our parting words. I was like, all right, okay, that was good meeting you.
Yeah. They haven't spoken since then until this.
And now they're sharing a mic. It's super awkward, everybody.
You didn't even and that's the real reason we brought you
we'll
in.
Never
to
know.
Fix
was it orange?
It was orange.
I wasn't
man enough to wear a pink shirt until relatively recently.
I wore pink shirt.
It's a pink or salmon, though.
No, salmon.
Salmon? Where's the L in salmon?
Salmon.
I just think about the time me and Christine went to and talked to Josh Donaldson about
And about the recording.
And the recording broke, and our 15-minute interview was 3 minutes long.
And that was the worst.
It was so terrible.
And Christine didn't get her picture either, which was even worse.
Was
oh my god.
So sad.
Oh, I felt like so bad on the inside. After we left, you're like, I didn't get a picture, and I looked at the recording for the on the Marantz, and I was like, everything's not there. There's nothing on this, and I just screaming.
Technical problems in this show go way back. Yeah, we've had a long history of those.
Because we always took like Marantz that were like the leftovers that no one wanted out of the drawer, and we'd take them.
That was probably the mistake.
And every time you'd record something, you'd look at it, be like, oh, hold on one second. And then you hit record it. Hold on. You kept hitting record like every 2 minutes. And like, can you just say that again? Like, what do you think about the game? And then just push record.
See, that's the thing. With those things, you have to hold it for 2 seconds to start, but if you hold it for 2.5 seconds, it will never start.
Yeah. it will ruin your life if you hold it for longer.
That was E3. In a nutshell,
yeah.
It's like oh, wait a minute, just 1 second. Yeah. I'll rephrase the question right now.
I forgot to put batteries in there.
I remember speaking of Fan Expo. I remember one of the first, or maybe it was the second Fan Expo we went to. So it was after we were doing the show for like a year and a half, and we were walking around and we started meeting people who listened to the show, and I was like, oh my god, people are listening to this show. And then we start to meet like people who like were listening and like telling us that they follow us on Twitter and stuff like that, and it was like, oh my god, there's actually people listening.
You saw three people that were holding up signs with your name on it.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was amazing.
You asked to sign an autograph.
It was all your family, but I mean,
only three? That's such a small number.
Yeah, you guys have that one very vocal fan on Twitter who loves me but hates everything I say.
For a while, wanted the show to be you, me, and Steve. Yeah. That's it. Just have that be the show from now on. Everybody else is fired.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I love Riley. Keep him on there. And also, why are you saying that on Twitter, Riley? That's dumb. That's like, pick a side.
eventually, I think he wanted just Christine to be on the show. Like, just all of us.
Yeah, he really liked Christine.
And just Christine.
Wow. It's good one man likes me out there.
I like you, Christine.
I like you too. Christine in this room likes you, Christine.
Yay!
I mean, I guess.
Sort of, I guess.
Now if we can only find the one man that likes me.
Crickets.
Outside of this room somewhere.
He exists.
There was crickets. Three events that they were all the same event. They were the MLB show events that stick out to me the most, because Sony would always have them every year. Let's just bring the Blue Jay that's on the cover down to the spleen, interview him, whatever you want. What do I know about baseball? We've had this conversation on the air many times. I'm not a big baseball guy. I find the sport slow. So here we are every time, and I don't know why, but every time I'd show up, we talked about this moment. We talked about this, Christine. I'd show up. I'm the only one there.
Yeah.
For some reason, neither of you guys were able to make it. I'm sitting there just going.
That was Brett Laurie.
No, it was multiple times.
Jose Bautista.
I was there for Bautista.
There's two Bautistas. Yeah. You made it for one.
No, I made it for both of them, because the second one, I was a complete moron, and I gave myself. We're standing at the Sony area at the top of the what was it? EB Games. That's downtown, and I'm standing there, and I'm giving myself like my little psych up pep, because I'm never very good at interviews, so I have to like make sure that I was in there. So I'm giving my, I'm like, Christine, you know baseball, this is good, you can do this. It's fine, you're just talking to Jose Bautista, it's all good.
No big deal.
Nailed it!
So I go and the interview's fine, and I come back, and we were like one of the last interviews of the day, and Jose Bautista walks over to talk to the guy who was standing next to me during the psych up. Yeah, it was like his brother. So his brother had heard me do the psych up. Right, I was like, well, this is embarrassing.
He probably looked at you and was like, oh man, Jose Bautista's going to hate you because you're such a loser.
I should have brought him a booster juice.
Oh man.
I actually have an MLB The Show memory. It was probably before the run, but it was my first time being sent somewhere. And Kyle Moffitt, who doesn't like me anymore, brought me to San Diego to check out like the mocap, and it was an incredible experience. I got to chat with Joe Mauer and get some quality interviews and basically like see how motion capture works for the first time before it became like industry standard. And I loved it. It was like, you know, 18 hours in San Diego, but amazing. It was like
it was during the winter time too, wasn't it? As I recall.
Probably. Yeah.
We loved it too, especially the week afterwards when you came back and said, "Hey guys, I went to San Diego.
I went on a real trip, guys. MLB The Show."
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I can't be mad at you though, because I did that for E3 the first year. That's I was true. Just like 2 weeks before E3. I was just like, "Guys, I'll see you later. I'm going to California."
I do remember that.
I do.
Get a lot of interviews.
Yeah, and then you called us on the last day and just talked to us for like an hour over the phone.
Really good quality.
I don't know about you guys. Like, one of the things that also surprised me about this show is that the amount of people that we've met in person, but also online, like on Twitter. I've gotten to know so many people in like in the local game industry, just gamers in general.
Yeah,
never met them face to face, but we have like a friendship online, and just like it's really.
Why don't you meet them face to face, Moment?
I don't know.
Because he's a dick.
Because I'm an introverted shut-in, that's why. But just like the amount of people that you meet like in the community, and it's just like the how close this Toronto video game community is very, very cool. And very like, I did not know until I started doing the show. I was like, oh, wow, there's like a lot of people here.
It's a wonderful group of people.
Yeah.
It's a huge group of people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, I'm glad we talked about that.
Yes. Glad we all agree.
Good times.
I was hoping that's where we'd all start dumping on them, but I guess now we'll just be nice and move on then.
Riley wants to go one on Sean Hatton.
Okay, I don't hate Sean Hatton. I think Sean Hatton is very respectful. I think he's just an idiot. No.
No,
I love Sean.
We do. He's been on the show a number of times, too.
He was one of the first people I met in this industry, so I mean, always been great interacting with him.
His band played the Ubisoft Toronto Christmas party just a few weeks
ago.
Nice.
Right on.
Put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, as they are known to do.
Yeah.
I was actually at the Gameloft Christmas party because my wife works there. But like everyone at that party kept like sharing clips of your Christmas party. Like, man, the Ubisoft one's so much cooler.
Wait,
that's when you know your party's good. When other studios at their party are like, look at this party.
Was that the one with the robots? Was that the one with the robots?
Transformers.
Yeah, that's it.
God damn it.
Yeah. Where's my invite?
I mean, Zach, I mean, like, how's your life changed since you left the show? I mean, you work at Ubisoft now. You work for an actual studio, which I think for all of us is sort of like the not necessarily the dream, but it's just like, oh, my God, like now you're working at an actual studio making AAA games. It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty cool. It's definitely an opportunity that would not have existed for this show. And actually, it might have been from that Halo Reach event when I first met Heather, who was then... what was that?
Bless me.
I tried to make it sneeze
silent.
In a corner.
That's doing it to the mic.
That's Steven's corner.
I'd sneeze. Thanks, Pat. Sorry, Steve. Here's a napkin.
Yeah. Go put yourself up.
Clean me up.
It's great, though. I mean, at first, I was definitely a little, worried about the transition because I thought radio was going to be my life. It's definitely what I studied and what I'd been doing for a very long time. But this little lady who is now almost 6 years old sitting right beside me playing on her iPad right now and listening to headphones.
We should mention that your daughter's in studio
right now. She came along and then the opportunity came at the same time. And it's been awesome because I have gotten to do a lot of what I was doing here essentially as a reporter. But in-house and learning about how games are made and trying to share those stories with the people who play them. And that was really cool. My role has changed quite a bit since then, but it's been awesome. And that studio, I think, is incredible. I mean, with the wonderful people and the really cool projects that they're working on. Mm-hmm. Both announced and unannounced, and it's just.
Wait. What are some of those unannounced projects that you guys are working on?
We could
go with a bang
heard
on the
here
show.
First really on the permanent it. Show. Got game.
Far Cry 5 is right around the corner, and that's going to be awesome. And Starlink Battle for Atlas is not too far away either, and that's going to be great as well. So, yeah.
And when is the new Prince of Persia coming out? I'm just
yes.
Tomorrow.
I'm glad you're reading my mind here.
You guys are both going Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what we're waiting for. So, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear a date.
Did we get a confirmation?
Did he just wink?
Because let me say this. If Prince of Persia and Nathan Drake and Lara Croft all got together.
May as well throw an Ezio. You know, why not?
Who'd win in a fight?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. But, I mean, it's awesome. I remember when you told me that, like, you're, like, jumping ship and going to work for video games. You were like... Whoa, man, you can do that? I didn't even think it clued into me that you could actually make that kind of like a move. And then a few people we've known along the way have made similar moves that cover games and stuff like that. Like Jay, obviously, and other people have
Jay gone. Left before I did. Mm-hmm. He was there about 1 year. He's in Montreal, but good dude.
Yeah. I love him on the show, Jay Acevedo. He's been on here many, 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 many,
many,
many times.
Many times. How many?
Many. Oh, several. Okay. Several. That was several. That was several. Several
I counted
many.
Seven.
Yeah, several many.
Exactly seven.
Seven many.
Exactly seven. I don't know. What else?
Are we reviewing a game today?
I was like, video games are great. What does everyone else think? They're pretty cool,
you
right?
Can, you can review a game if you want to. I don't know.
I'm just wondering, did you plan on like ending at the same time that Skyrim was finally winding down, that it started off with this show? Is like, it kind of feels like that was kind of the overarching of this whole show.
We are sponsored by Skyrim. So
okay,
that was, started and finished
that was,
with it.
That was one of the last reviews that I did. I think
with Skyrim.
Yeah, when it first came out, 11/11/11.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And that came out like 3 weeks ago again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the VR one?
Yeah, the VR one, yeah.
It came out twice like 3 weeks ago.
Which is great, by the way.
Switch, yeah. Yeah. I've been thinking about getting it on the Switch.
Yeah. I have it on the VR, and it is
phenomenal.
So cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the full game experience?
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, it is really cool.
I could only play it in little bits. Otherwise, I'd get overwhelmed.
In VR specifically?
Yeah, in VR specifically.
I had to change to the motion controls and the teleport setting because, like, it was just motion sick this city. It was awful.
Oh, that's pretty much what happened when I put on the goggles.
How dare you guys bring actual video game content into our episode?
So video games are great, right?
How deep into the runtime are we?
I don't know, like 45
minutes?
Like
45
minutes. We're like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Fill it up.
So I don't know. One of my favorite things that has come out of this show is when Patrick gets mad. It's amazing. I don't know if you've ever witnessed
it. That's a segment, right?
Yeah.
Patrick gets mad.
We've actually programmed the board so when I do get mad, my mic gets potted down a bit.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't overmodulate.
Day one DLC, Patrick.
That's great. I love it.
Day one DLC.
We actually know when Patrick's going to get mad because he'll be sitting at the desk and he'll lean into the mic and start talking. And then once he pushes himself away, you know a scream's coming.
I know, I'm going to yell.
Push himself back and then just start screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you got mad at on the show?
Oh, just recently.
Mood boxes are great,
Battlefront,
right?
Battlefront 2.
What?
Yeah, Battlefront 2 and how absolutely horrible
like how
that
mad,
was.
Though?
Like pretty
yummy. 10,
or... I didn't rate it. I didn't rate it because I didn't play the whole thing. Like I didn't know it, but I was mad.
Hey Patrick, I love loot boxes.
Loot boxes are great, especially when you have to pay for them.
I love them so much.
Money. It's the best. She's trying to goad me. He's trying to goad me. But the thing is, like, this is the last show, so I'm trying not to get yelly. I'm not going to get yelly.
I don't think they're that bad. What's wrong with loot boxes?
God damn it.
Hey Patrick, do you remember the first week of Diablo 3?
Do you remember? Yeah, well, that was great. Or Rome 2 Total War, that entire release was just
anyone?
Phenomenal. SimCity is great. I like SimCity. Actually, wait, no, you're right. SimCity was also horrible. Everyone's trying to goad me to get yelly.
So,
but I will say, Diablo 3, they really messed that one up.
The real money auction house was fantastic.
Actually, I did because I made $20 off of that. Yep. So that wasn't bad.
I made 200
like 10 years for Legendary to drop.
Oh, you're rolling it.
Because that was great.
That was great.
That was a great game.
Remember those wasps?
Yeah. God damn. Stop.
I'm going to yell.
I'm not going to yell. It's not going to happen.
So the thing is, when you do this show, you never really know
when I'm going to yell. Especially
since we fish the podcast, whether people are listening or not. We just kind of do it every week and put it every week. And you get like a little bit of interaction online. But then, Christine, you put out the tweet earlier this week that said, sad to announce this will be our last episode ever on Sportsnet. And we got so much, like, heartfelt, beautiful response. I was sitting in my office at City Hall, like, covering a story, but, like, reading those
Mayor
tweets.
Mayor Momin.
Yeah. overlooking the city being ruling. And I was reading those tweets, and, like, I started to get, like, a tear in my eye. I was like, I gotta go on the air in 5 minutes. I can't read these right now.
Those guys are gonna be so pissed off when they find out this isn't actually the last show. And
we're all just
goading
for attention.
Well, we need to cut that out. This is the last show. Yeah. Give me all your tears. Yeah. All the empathy.
They fuel me.
We just needed to know people were listening.
But yeah,
we'll be back
one,
next week.
I remember texting Christine, and I was like, as I was reading all the tweets, I was like, hey, people are actually listening to this show. I was like, that's pretty great. But people said like really, really nice, very kind things. And a lot of people are wondering about the future of the show. And the honest answer is we're not sure at this point. This is just our last show that's going to go up on sportsnet.ca. And we may continue
You're staring at me like I have the answer.
You're trying to decide as you're saying
it. We're basically, the deciding
we're basically live streaming our meeting of where we decide what the future of the show is.
So what are we doing?
I might have to step out of the corner here. So what are we doing?
Steve is
guys, I'm
the
being
show.
Serious. What are we doing? I need structure in my life. I'm just
there
kidding.
It
I don't,
is.
I don't know.
Angry Patrick.
There you go. That's Angry Patrick. I'm
Angry Patrick. And little you.
Calm my mic down.
Oh, my cheeks hurt, guys.
It's good. We're going to get Rick Dabs at the end of this.
But honestly, we're trying to figure it out. Stay tuned to our Twitter page, @GameFiveNinety, or each of our individual Twitter pages. I'm going to go around
all.
And say
them all.
Okay,
hang
on. Okay,
is this the end of the show?
No, no, it's not the end of the show. It's not. I'm just
I would like to ask.
Sounds like the end of the show.
I would like to ask, does our Twitter page stay up? What's the deal with that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe stay tuned to.
So follow us. Find us on Twitter and follow us, please.
Does Rogers own your Twitter page, or do you own your Twitter page?
Question. That's always been up in the air. I don't know. Because we've been giving games away on behalf of Rogers, I guess. Which is kind of awful.
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about all this on the show. I just wanted to say it was really nice. And thank you to all those people who sent us all those nice things on Twitter about listening to the show.
Have a good one, everybody!
And saying all those lovely things, because I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
I mean, yeah, thank you for listening.
I did see one tweet where I was like, what's got game?
I was about to say that. I was about to say, everyone's like, oh, they're all really heartfelt, except for that one guy who's like, what's got game? I'm like, ha ha, okay, that's great.
He's like, no, seriously.
Seriously, what is this?
I just feel like this guy speaks for the majority of people. Yeah. What's a god game? Yeah, I don't know.
We have no idea.
Yeah, we still don't know.
10 years later, who knows?
Yeah. Place where I yell occasionally.
10 years, though. My God.
Yeah. God game is the people in this room, in our hearts.
Wow. Except for Riley.
Oh man!
I was gonna tell him to go to his corner, but like, then I remembered you sneezed all over it. So
you can't go over there; it's all full of sneeze.
We're sneezing corner.
But, yeah. I don't like
when that is the policy, right? We gotta sneeze. We gotta go over there.
Yes.
Well, okay. I just didn't want to get it.
Honestly, though, the number you. 10 years, like it trips me out. Like I can't believe we've been doing it for that long. That just like week after week, we basically put out like 52 episodes a year. Most years, there have been some that we've skipped, but for the most part, and it's just like we just keep coming in here and keep talking about stuff, and the video game world keeps turning. There's always new content, new controversies, new
and
games.
They haven't shut you off until now.
Until now, yeah.
Until they actually realized we're still doing this.
It was actually Cadeau who was like, what's got game?
What is this?
This needs to go.
when I had the meeting, and he called me and he talked, and like he told me the decision to like not carry on with us on the network or whatever, and I wasn't surprised or upset. I called Christina and we were both like, well, took longer than we thought, but here we are.
It's like that 1 year reminder every year we have to get the permission to go to E3. They're like, you're still doing this?
This is still a thing.
Yeah, it's fine. Just sign
so
this
just
place.
To confirm,
sign
the paper. You need money from us or
you're still doing this, yeah, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't know about you, Zach, or Moman, but I remember for the first year of the show, it literally was a week-to-week thing for me.
Yeah.
I was sitting there every week going, well, this is the last one. Let's make it a good one. And then the next week, this is the last one. Let's make it a good one. And that continued on until probably like...
We didn't start making good ones for a while.
No,
though.
We did not make something good.
This is it. This is Got Game on the Fan 590. I'm Zach Cooper. That is Ken Rodney. Brian Calhoun over there. Gentlemen.
Hey, Coop.
Cooper, how's it going?
I'm doing very well. I'm excited that we can finally get this show off the ground. A show by gamers, for gamers. We know you're out there. Now it's our chance to speak with you.
Well, it's about time. I think video games has been an emerging market, and I think it's got a place on the radio, and this is its place.
Yeah, there's no real news for video games in Toronto. I think that's what we want to be. I think we're here to bring the voice of Toronto.
Yeah, I think we got news, reviews, and interviews all lined up to make this thing work. You know, we're going to be talking about games. We're going to be talking about everything that goes along with that sort of field. Maybe delve in some movies, some technology, some gadgetry and whatnot. But to start things off, we're going to keep it simple. Talk about video games.
One of the issues that we had early on was it's the complete opposite of now where we're talking over each other all the time. When we first started, we were like, okay, you talk and then I'm going to talk. And then he's going to talk, and then you talk.
Make sure you have a conflicting opinion, and then you talk. Get Patrick mad here.
Insert anger.
That was like the run of show. It's like game review, interview, Patrick gets mad.
That we 5 minutes at the very end.
We used to do parting shots at the end of the show. Yeah. Remember that? That was a thing that we used to do earlier. Yeah, I remember that. One of my favorite parting shots, I don't know why I remember this, but it was a study that showed that playing Tetris improves your brain power. But in small parentheses at the bottom was, the study was paid for by the makers of Tetris. Which is like, oh, of course that's what it says. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, I can't remember a single parting
shot. No, I know.
Yeah.
Video games.
Yeah. There was that one week when it was all about Michael Jackson. That's the only one I remember.
Was it the Michael Jackson dance experience?
Just Dance Michael Jackson, or whatever it was called?
No, no.
Had he just died?
Dance experience. Difficult game. I will tell you, as far as relevance and something of a topical nature, we were just in Cuba. My daughter can vouch for me.
There can be nothing topical on
this show.
I saw
the hair. It's bomb hair.
It was New Year's Eve. She had just wrapped up being part of a fashion show on stage in front of the entire resort with her little brother. And I go over to the sound guy. I'm like, so is that it? Or is like our New Year's done at 10:30? Oh, we got another show coming on. I'm like, okay. So we go back to our seat, front row. And all of a sudden they start like pulling people on stage. I get pulled on stage as well.
Oh, no.
Exactly. At this point, like it was 10:30. I was really tired. My stomach had started to fail me at this point. So I didn't know how long I would have up there. And at some point I'm lined up with these four other dudes.
Oh,
and they're speaking in Spanish to the entire resort, and all I hear is Michael Jackson, and I'm like, "Oh God,
oh God, no!"
What's happening here? And it ends up being like this
Michael Jackson alive and in Cuba
impersonation like contest thing.
Oh right? No!
And I made it to the final round, and it's me against this guy. Oh man, what was his name?
Is there a video of this?
He was from Costa. No, my wife actually wasn't recording because she was dealing with our constipated son going back and forth in the bathroom. Cole's gonna love hearing this. and so we were dancing and I ended up finishing tied for first, and I feel like I was able to do that because of the Michael Jackson dance experience.
Now it's amazing training ground. Now did you get to pick your song or did you?
No, it was just I think it was Beat It for Everyone. They just like played the instrumental and they're like, dance. And the like, spotlight's on you, and I'm like, oh my God. And the guy, it was Alejandro. His name was Alejandro from Costa Rica. And he comes over to me at the end when we're waiting, like it was decided by like fan applause. And he goes, you're pretty fly for a white guy.
And that's when he knew made it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, validation!
He's like, thank you, my son.
And it was great. And I got a free 20-minute massage the next day, which they actually
from
couldn't
Alejandro.
Fulfill.
From Alejandro.
They couldn't fulfill?
Yeah, they couldn't fulfill. They didn't have room. They were booked up. And we were leaving that afternoon.
And you're like, I danced for this, damn it.
Well, it felt good because I gave it to my wife. And I was like, here, you know, you earned this. I danced, but you earned this. You are such a hard worker with these kids. And so we found 20 minutes for her to try and get a massage. And they're like, no, I'm sorry. We can't. we can't honor that.
We simply have no room.
Yeah. But it's good times. Terrifying, but it's good times. A lot of pelvic thrusts.
That's what you need.
Yeah. It's gotten me two kids so far.
Let's go on. I can't wait till your kids are teenagers and they're like, what is this?
Oh, God, Dad, what was this?
They're just Googling
their dad. Ruining my life!
Zach Cooper got game finale. And what is this? And they start listening like, why, Dad?
Upload this everywhere. Just this part.
I reference the fact that on Facebook Memories, like, I'm unable to get any sort of, you know, previous episode that I was on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's really no evidence of my career in radio other than this moment right here. Because I didn't bring any tapes with me or anything. And you know, Bray, who's just sitting beside, she's playing on her iPad with her headphones on. She can't hear anything. I will play this for her, and she will know, even though this is podcast only. But
it's on the internet. It's on the internet. It's eternal now.
Yeah. Except for when they flip the domain.
No one needs to know about that.
Forever.
Yeah.
It's a little late now moment, but I was just going to say, speaking of training yourself through video games, I'm still no good at basketball after playing NBA Ball of Beats.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. That was the first thing we did at E3 that year was take Brian to play NBA Baller Beats, which, if you don't remember, was an NBA basketball dance game. And it was amazing.
Was it dancing?
It was rhythm dribbling.
To the rhythm, yeah.
Yeah, it was rhythmic dribbling.
Every once in a while, you had to basketball. Start lining up like you're going to take a free throw.
It does. Calhoun decided to dunk and ruined everything. Smashed the rim. Yeah, booth set up.
There was also the moment that I think it was Christine, Zach, and myself, and Jen Dingle who danced at Fan Expo in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was
unwanted
for me.
And it was great, though. We danced in front of a massive crowd and made them cry.
Yeah, that's where the three people with the moment signs were.
That's where
they were. Tears of shame.
Yeah. Tears of shame. Tears of shame. It was pretty sad.
That's why it burns coming down.
I'm still emotionally scarred by that. You're looking at me. You have anything you want to pick
No,
up?
I love you.
I love you too.
Just looking into his eyes one last time.
You get mushy now?
I want to touch
you. You know, we still work together, so it's...
Wait, we do?
Yeah.
Oh. This was it for you. I thought you were gone. I don't know why. That's great.
Wait, you thought he was gone, but you get to stay?
Yeah. I don't know why. I thought you just watched
him see a Monday moment.
Yeah. All right. I thought he was mayor or something. I had better things to do than this, right?
I'm at City Hall, sitting in my office, kicking my feet up.
Hey, nobody's supposed to know that I kick my feet up at that office. I'm working hard all the time.
I checked Twitter and I shed a single tear and I said, "Mayors don't cry."
Shut it down.
Sorry,
shut it all down. Oh man, what do you think is like the game that stands up for you over here? I mean, you actually, Zach, are the one that told me to play Uncharted, and that was like. That was like what.
Wait,
what
you should get
it.
A PlayStation, moment. You're like, I don't know, I'm pretty good with my Wii. Pretty good at this.
Thinking about
Xbox
the Wii U.
Yeah.
I've been bowling
right
for
here.
6 years now.
I'm going pro. Yeah. No, but I remember you telling me, like, okay, now that you have a PlayStation 3, you got to play this game Uncharted. It's really good. You got to play this game.
I got a few others for you, too, if you're
I'm sure you
that's where you stopped.
Yeah, Uncharted 2.
I played Uncharted 2, and then I played 3, and then I played 4 after that. Yeah. But that's all I've ever played.
Horizon? Have you played Horizon?
No.
Ooh. Man, honestly, like, yeah, you should play games.
I do.
They're really good.
You should play video games.
He's right, though. Forza Horizon's a really good game.
Yeah. Christine knows.
Riley has something to say about that.
It's all right.
What's it? You keep on recently, like, trashed the game to bits, and I remember what it was.
I reviewed Mario for you guys, but I gave that a glowing review.
You did?
Yeah.
No, well, it was the one before that.
Yeah, you really trashed a game. I can't remember what it was, but...
I did Crash Bandicoot. I did. It was not Assassin's Creed. It was...
Must have been...
Shove?
That was me.
I think it was a Ubisoft game.
Was it?
It was not.
No, I bashed the Ubisoft games around here.
Christine.
That's my job.
Are we... No, we're not. Are we talking about that?
No.
What? That's the real reason Zach came in here. He's like rolling up his sleeve. Yeah. Now we're getting down to what I want to talk about.
Well, because I tried to actually engage with Chubb a little bit over Twitter, but I hadn't played as much of Origins. Like, she's cramming for a review, and I'm, you know, dealing with Offspring. And
the band?
Yeah.
Brag.
Yeah, pretty flat for a white guy. I'm pretty flat for a white guy. It all comes full circle. Actually, yeah. I think one of my shows had maybe that song is the theme song. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I love that. And I know anything I say, Yubi has like a tinge of bias or at least perceived bias, but I thought Origins was amazing.
So did a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not one of them.
Though. All right, we can move on.
We don't have to, though.
I did my rant 2 weeks ago, so.
I really enjoyed Origins. Take that, Christine.
He's like, here's why you're wrong, Christine.
Yeah, this is why you're wrong.
But
and then Christine yelled for half an hour, and I felt bad about myself.
Patrick gets mad stinger, but just changes to Christine gets mad.
Yeah.
Just pot it down as Patrick and go, Christine.
Wrong mic.
Yeah. But I think doing the show, too, like, we realize how lucky we are because we meet people all the time who are like, oh, my God, you get to play video games and do interviews and get stuff ahead of time. And we've got to go cool, like aside from E3, obviously. But then even in the city, we've gotten to, like, go to cool places and do cool things at all these events because these video game studios and companies, like, put together, like, these awesome events. And you get to do stuff and you're like, man. This is a pretty good life, man.
A lot of open bars.
Yeah. Fallout 4.
For Steve, it's open bars and charcuterie boards. That's the
life. Oh, man.
Fallout 4 for me made me feel so special because we got, we had the pre-release copy for Xbox, for PlayStation, and for PC.
We got
to play with all that for like a week before it came out. And I was like, this is so much fun. I've got Fallout 4 before it comes out. It's like the
you
best
get all
day
your people
ever.
Messaging you from your friends list. Like, dude, how'd you get that?
Well, no, I had to hide yourself, right? But I told my brother about it. He's like, why is this a Fallout 4? I love Fallout 4. I was like, yeah, I get to play it. Screw you.
I think that was one of the only games where review-wise, we were, like, on point. Like, yeah. When we get the embargo lifted, we had to have something written on the show. We had
We had two reviews written for the blog. Point for point. Christine said this. Pat said this. Christine said this. Pat said this. Awesome.
It was great.
Yeah, and that was like the only game we've ever done that for.
Like, most super organized prepared for. Ever been.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when Bethesda doesn't really give you a lot, you're just like, please.
We'll take it and
maybe
run with
if we
it.
Did more of that, this wouldn't be our last show.
Maybe.
Fair enough.
Maybe.
Or maybe because we did so little, or we probably flew under the radar for so long.
That's true, too. We should have kept the YouTube page up, I guess, a little longer than we did. We
it's were still like, there. I was just the only one doing
it. For like 2 months, we were like, yeah, YouTube videos, and then like... That was it.
Yeah. How's my one-minute reviews? Are they okay?
Yeah, they were good. He did one-minute reviews. No one watched them.
Except
for Patrick. And he liked them all.
Thumbs up.
I'm your biggest fan. Yeah.
Actually, one of the moments I remember, too, is I remember what his name was, but he wrote that book of the 100 video games that you have to play before you die or whatever it was. So this guy wrote this book, and they sent it to us. And we spent the week before.
Steven
gets angry.
it's just funny because we interviewed him on the radio and we were like, "Yeah, thanks for coming on and everything." And now we can't even remember the guy's name.
Actually, I do. It's Chris Waters.
There you go. Hey.
He works at Ubisoft.
Does he?
He did the E3 pre-show with me.
Oh, right on. Yeah. So you know him?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So here's the thing. So we got the book. This is before he worked at UBI, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's the book, and I sent it to him. I'm like, here's the copy of the book. So we flip through the book and we talk about it on the show. And of course, like, these guys go off about the book. The games that aren't there, and why isn't this?
Where's Chrono Trigger?
Because Chrono Trigger is trash. And
so everybody gets angry.
So here's what happens. So we have the book and we talk about it on the show and we basically tear the list apart.
Riley has a fist.
Riley's ready to fight
just
right
say
now.
That.
Said it and I walked away.
Never forget this.
Riley clenched his fist.
Hey, Riley, do you have any great gut game memories?
Yeah, when he hated me.
The fight that he's about to have with Patrick is going to be amazing.
Chrono Trigger is amazing, though.
It's all right.
It's straight amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's okay.
So, anyways,
it's the greatest game ever made.
Calm down
for a second. This is why you were just an intern, okay?
Patrick, how many hours of Chrono Trigger did you play?
I played like 2 minutes of Chrono Trigger.
Just kidding.
I played it. It was okay.
So, anyway... So we get this book, we talk about the list, we basically like rip it apart and have this whole argument, and then our show goes up, and then I get an email from the PR company be like, "Oh, would you be interested to have Chris on your show to talk about the book?" And I was like, "Yes, we would." But I would really like it if Chris listened to our show that we just did where we ripped his list apart. And then he can decide if he really just wants to come on our show or not. And he was great. He came on the next week, and I was like, "So did you hear the show?" He goes, "Yeah, I heard the show. I'm ready to defend myself." And then he came on and he talked about it.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he was really great. Yeah. He's really great. He goes, "That's cool, man. That's what I want. I want people to like pick the list apart and like argue with me about what should and shouldn't be there." And I was like, "Well, thank God, because we like really like went to town on that list."
But that's the thing with games; it's always opinion.
Yeah,
I mean, there's quality, but appreciation is always going to be, a matter of the individual. And that's why I think, you know, game of the year is kind of
subjective.
Yeah, it's entirely subjective. It should be your favorite game.
That's always how we treated it here. Every time we've done game of the year, I don't think we've ever had one where it's
unanimous.
All four or five people, whoever puts in their two cents, has the same game of the year. It's always something different for everybody.
Yeah.
Way to be, man.
Yeah.
It's
video games.
That is the beauty of video games, right? Because video games, like, so many video games now aren't even games. They're just experiences that you have. Like, some are, like, traditional games. Some are just, like, straight up, like, weird, out-of-the-box experiences that you have that I don't even know if you can classify as a game.
And some are sports.
Are video games art?
Yes. I would argue yes, absolutely they are
yes,
art.
Yes, and it's a six.
They're beautiful. It's beautiful art.
Yeah, I'm playing Night in the Woods right now.
I wanted to pick that up on the Steam sale and I never got to.
You should have.
I know, I'm an idiot.
It's cool. It's beautiful. It's so well written, and it's funny, but also it makes you think. But yeah, as far as like there's not much you're actually doing other than, you know, talking to people, walking around in this beautiful 2D world. And there's actually like a Guitar Hero kind of mini game. And the music is exceptional. Like, I had a song that was stuck in my head yesterday as well. And you're just, you know, working with the gamepad. But it's a lot of fun. You should definitely check it out.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
So six?
I think so. I've only played a couple hours.
6.5. So 6.5.
You played it on your PC or were you?
I did it. Yeah, it's also on PS4 though.
I see.
Right on. Yeah. Video games.
I think we're wrapping up right now. Well,
are we?
You should do that whole bit about what happens next.
So,
again.
Before we get there, there are some people that I need to thank. First of all, thanks to Doug Fairway for giving us a shot in the very beginning.
Yeah, Deacon.
Yeah, the Deacon for giving us a shot. And then to Dave Cadeau for letting us carry on for all these years. And just one of the gut game. Yeah.
Love you, Dave.
One of the things I really appreciate, and I said this to Dave when he was telling us with the decision, is that management at the station gave us a show and then just never interfered. They just let us do whatever we want. Yeah. Which is amazing.
And then they just never took it off.
That's all about that too. Until now. No, but they never really interfered with our show, which is amazing. Which in our business, you know, sometimes that's like almost unheard of. They're just like, here's a show. Do whatever you want for 10 years.
There were a few meetings where it was like, do you think maybe you guys should deal with a little bit more sports games or only sports games?
Like, I don't know. They told us that we should front load the sports if we have it. But for the most part, we were just left to be. So thanks to Dave and thanks to Doug. Thank you huge to Jazz Mangat, who has the unfortunate task of receiving emails from us every Tuesday to upload our show.
Panicked emails.
Yeah. I love Jazz.
I do too. Jazz is the greatest. Thanks to Eric Prime too, who does it
a long time.
Like Jazz. Yeah. Yes. A brother. Yeah, you do.
In-law.
Specifically. But Jazz has to do with all of us all the time for putting up the shows, and Eric Prime does a lot, and all those other audio folks at the fan, all the board ops and people who helped us go live those few times, all the guest co-hosts who came in, Riley, there's so many to name, so many people.
Just Riley's fine.
Nobody else.
We're going to call up every guest we've ever had.
Starting right now. JS on the line.
Yeah. Even if they're on for 1 second. But there's lots of people in this industry who came in on Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, Friday nights. There were nights where we didn't even know when we would be taping, and they came in, people who work for different publications and different things who came in and supported the show over the years. So huge, huge, huge thank you to them for taking time out of their day. We do not pay, so it's kind of people to give us time.
Yeah. What?
I've been waiting 10 years for a paycheck.
You told me it was all in. Yes,
I thought I was going to lump sum today.
10 years of
back. I've done so many things yesterday.
No, she bought a house.
Oh, my God. What do I do now?
Oh, thank God.
I'll hold on to this forever.
I can use this with all the paper I bought.
Yeah. So, I mean, to all those people who just like came in and filled in, we really, really appreciate it. And mostly to the listeners, man, people who listen to the show. I just talked to somebody who works here, Toby, who was like, he goes, oh, man, you guys are doing the last episode of Got Game? He's like, yeah. He's like, I've been listening since I was a kid. I was like, that destroyed my brain. I was like, oh, my God. So, like, it's weird to think that that's how long we've been on. That's conceivably somebody who was, like, 13 or 14 and listened to us from the beginning is now, like, in their 20s and their work life, post-school life, doing real things. And people have been there along the way. And I'm very appreciative to them. And also to all the people who've hosted the show, Zach and Brian, Ken, Christine, Patrick, Colin. Me.
Wong.
Rob Wong. Yeah. A lot of people at the fan who came in. Scott Douglas.
Thanks for putting
Scotty
up with
D.
me.
Scotty D.
Yeah. All those people who came in over the years. As for the future of the show, we're figuring it out.
Tune in next week.
Take the bit from earlier.
And put it here. We're figuring it out. We're figuring it out. So stay tuned. And
Where should they
tune in next week?
At GotGame590. Title pending.
And we're black!
Kidding!
Okay. I'm going to give you guys all plugs. One more time, just go around the room and say your Twitter handle so people can find you. I'll say Moment 680 News first.
This is Steve at Lung underscore S.
See, now they think it's Steve at underscore Lung S. That's...
Okay, just at Lung underscore S.
At the Riley Little.
At Z underscore Cooperstown.
At Colin 680 News.
At Lou Chaney 680 News.
At Christine Chubb.
Damn!
At Bryological.
All right, so that's where you can find everybody. But I don't know what's going to happen with the future of the show, but I know that I am eternally grateful to have had a chance to be on the show. Zach and Brian, thank you so much for asking me in the very initial days. It was very early in my career where I was trying to get on the air and do stuff, and this really helped me learn how to be on the air and how to do stuff and how to do interviews and how to...
Your passion for Wii Fit really it sold you as a Nintendo expert.
Yes, it did. It did, and it got me here. So I don't know. Before we leave, if anybody wants to give any parting shots, we'll do parting shots. To
parting
end it.
Shots.
Oh, how about that?
All right, I got one last thing to say, and I just want to thank Zach for bringing me on when the show was like on the radio years ago. I remember doing that in my house in Bracebridge, and my parents were at a pool party, I think, in the summer. And I came on and talked about Captain America for the first time ever. And my parents actually left the party to go listen to me in their car.
Oh,
and my mom
man.
Was crying. So, yeah, that's something so I'm always going to have. So I thank you guys for that.
Awesome. That's
sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Riley.
Now you've got a career in
radio.
All sorts
stuff.
Of things. Wow. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. 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 Okay. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, just a launch pad.
Radio is among your things, though.
Yeah.
Marketing and radio.
Marketing
and
radio. Man.
Just would like to thank everybody in the room because, like, this was honestly a dream come true to be able to do this aww. And to talk about something I love so much. And Christine's aww. Touching me. And now I'm getting upset because I'm so emotional.
It was Brian. It was Brian.
Oh, well, in that case.
Go on.
But, but on, like, it gave me so many opportunities to be able to do something that that I've loved, like, so much. Like, since I was a kid, like, this is all I love to do is play video games and to actually be able to come in and week after week and just talk about it with a bunch of friends was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Moment, don't cry.
I won't lie, I'm about to. But it's over something unrelated. Unrelated.
He's thinking about Coco.
He thought about how much Star Wars
that
was a huge letdown.
That movie legit made me tear up, though.
I was ugly crying.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Coco, 10 out of 10. Yeah. Go see that.
You need a good ugly cry.
Yeah.
Once I was putting, like, blinders on my daughter. I was like, don't look at me.
Don't look at your father.
I'm like, are you crying? Are you crying? No, you're not crying.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah. I would also have to say thank you so much for having me on. It's amazing to just week after week talk about something that you love doing and love, you know, experiencing with other people, and everyone has a different opinion, and man, it is awesome. Thank you.
Video games rock.
I want to thank everybody too. It's so funny because as a woman, I didn't have a lot of gamer friends when I was younger, especially not female gamer friends, and through this show I've met a lot of really awesome gaming women. And anybody who's out there who's a female listening to this, the gaming world is still kind of a boys' club, but they're kind of awesome boys. So jump in.
I mean, we are.
I mean, they are. Everybody are. Except Riley. You know.
Yeah. Does that count as a
brought in
shot?
To be a punching bag? Yeah.
That's why. Yes.
This is like 10 years of payback in the making from Calhoun. He's like, can you bring Riley back on?
You get him so good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great. It's been a fun experience meeting some awesome people. And it's thanks to everybody.
Make me cry.
He did that with the most serious face. Like, if you don't make him cry, he will be pissed.
I mean, I could punch you. That's potential to make you cry.
Cry laughing, maybe. Yeah.
Man, this show's all about love. Keep it love.
Things got violent.
Yeah, fast. Very similar sentiment to everyone here. I'm very, very grateful to this show. Like Patrick said, this is like a dream come true to come in, talk about video games, cover video games. Like I've been playing since I went to the arcade for the first time when I was like 5 years old, and I played like the Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Great game. Solid game.
And so video games to me, like, they're like, I'll basically be playing forever. They've basically shaped my entire life. And being able to come on and do something like this on the side has been incredible. Like, I love all y'all.
Side or corner? Which one?
I have a particular side. I like the right side of my corner, thank you.
Oh, geez, what do you say after 10 years? I remember when we started this, at least I was a kid, I was always the youngest one on the show, and it was in my early 20s when we started this, and I think I just want to maybe dedicate my parting shot to Ken Rodney, because he doesn't get a chance to do his own.
Amazing.
And just the memories that you guys gave me over the years, most of the ones involving Zach, I've kind of pushed back into the recesses of my mind.
Likewise, my friend.
It's okay. It's okay. I understand why.
You guys are both getting a lot of therapy after this, after reawakening all this.
After this?
I've got my therapist listening.
She's been on speaker. That's the why you're wearing headphones.
It's in your ears.
She's got a parting shot, too.
Thank you for keeping me employed for all these
exactly.
years.
I think no matter what I say, I'm going to feel maybe that there was something else I could have said. I don't think 10 years could be broken down in like a few seconds, but I guess I just want to say thank you.
Wrap it up.
Perfect. I have to do it. Wrap it up,
Taylor. This has been a great show. Six.
3 years of just Zach with a hand in his oh man, those are the memories that got pushed back into the recess of my mind. Yeah. Thank you guys. I guess it's just really what I want to say. I mean, together we have created a number of memories that I will carry with me for the rest of my life. And I mean, obviously, it's because you guys came here and worked so hard and gave this show your all that I'm able to walk away from this, you know, satisfied that we did something awesome for a decade.
Absolutely.
That will, you know, live past us for so much time.
It's interesting. I think about that as well. And, you know, I'm just a nostalgic person in general. I reflect a lot. And I think back to the, you know, the early days of Got Game and how it evolved and changed. And obviously it's opened a lot of doors for me. I'm convinced that
Nice one. That was well played. So,
I'm convinced that when I met my wife on the dance floor was when I told her that I had a video game show that she truly became interested in me.
Yes.
I mean,
that works for you too.
Yeah, my daughter can attest to it. but it's funny because I do think back and sometimes I wonder if I and we maybe took it too seriously at times. Mm-hmm. I know, especially with the, you know, the Wrap It Up Bryans, like I was very focused on trying to make, you know, the show the best that it could be, as everyone was. And I listen to you guys now, and you guys have an amazing time riffing. And obviously there's a lot that goes into it on a pre-production level and post-production, you know, Chubb Moman. You guys do.
You think
Chubb.
We do pre-production on this show?
Wow. But you know, I sometimes think about it, it's like, wow, I wonder what would have happened if I had sort of let go a little bit and just had a little bit more fun. I enjoyed doing the show, obviously, but I took it very seriously. And I think I'm proud of what the show has become. I'm proud of all you guys. I'm honored to have worked with you and certainly to be called back to get to say goodbye and provide a little bit of proof that this former career of mine did exist. But
you did it.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a ride, and 10 years is a friggin' long time.
In this business, it's a long time, man. People don't get runs like that usually. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people get a week or two, or and then they're yanked and stuff. And so it's amazing that we got this time. And I was thinking about, like, what I was going to say as the show wraps up, and I always think about, you know, when players retire from their careers, you always hear players talk about what they're going to miss is the people. That's what they're going to miss. They're going to miss the teammates and the locker rooms. And for me, like, when this show started, Zach and Brian, we worked together, but we didn't really know each other that well. We would, like, work shifts together, kind of chit-chat, and it was through this show that I got to really know you and know Brian and know Christine and know Patrick and Colin and Steve, and, like, you guys, that's where we became friends, and I didn't know you outside of this world that much. And so, like, that's what I'll always appreciate and, like, remember is the people that I got to know. So you guys and then all the people that we would see, like, at events and that we got to know. And so, like, you know, you guys are my friends now. Yeah. Like, I appreciate that, like, more than anything, really.
I do want to give a quick shout out to Marissa, Roberto, and Cisco as well. You know, we talk about the people that we met as well. They're the ones that helped me with my demo for Yubi. I hadn't touched any sort of video editing at all, and they helped me.
They're good people, man.
Yeah. I also had my grandmother on my demo. That probably helped a bit.
Woo! Shout out to grandma.
Pretty cool. But yeah, the people are awesome. This industry is incredible.
Yeah.
Community is incredible. I love you guys.
I love you guys too, man.
I love you too. Yeah.
So, love you too.
Like I said, like this coming in here for this hour every week has been the best part of my week. And it's honestly been, you mentioned therapy kind of jokingly. It is for me because when I'm out there every day talking about City Hall or crime or death, and then I get to come in here and talk about video games and hang with my friends and
different
laugh.
Different kind of crime.
Yeah, like it's just fun, and it's a good, like, mental relief to come in here and be like, oh, I can talk about something fun and kind of exercise different broadcasting muscles and do different things. And it's been really, really fun. And just like a real, like, this show has been a real pleasant surprise in my life that I am, like, forever grateful for. It's really opened up a lot of doors for me and created a lot of new friendships and showed me to a world that I didn't know really existed. And I think it's interesting, you know, like we grew up in an era where there wasn't online gaming and stuff, where it kind of just had started. And so you kind of just think that you're doing it in your house and you see your friends at school and stuff. And then you find out that there's, through this, I found out that there's this whole massive community out there of people who are like-minded, who do the same stuff as you, who love the same stuff as you. And we genuinely do this show every week out of love and passion. It's not for money, that's for sure. It's not out of, like, you know, obligation or anything like that. We just do it because we love it. And I think it comes through, and I think our listeners appreciate that. And I think that's part of, like, what made the show, like, so much fun for me in general.
Yeah, beautifully said.
Thank you.
You know you forgot to hit record, right?
All right, we're going to have to do it all over again.
I wanted to do one dry run to make sure that everything was fine.
You bastard! This is good. Let's redo this now. All right, okay. Now let's do the...
3, 2, 1.
It's the guy's like, all right, guys, and we're rolling, and you can begin.
All right, go ahead.
Oh.
All
right,
made
so,
me so paranoid, but
future of the show. Stay tuned to our Twitter accounts that we just mentioned. We'll let you know what's going on, whether... if we are going to continue, how we are going to continue, where you can find us. The tweets this week let us know that people are still listening and they want us to carry on. So we will do our best to make that happen. We will let you know. So,
what is Gut Game?
It's a state of mind.
It's a show that was better than Seinfeld.
By the way, do we actually got game? Like that question was never actually answered.
Do you got game? Yeah, that's
the cake says we do.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we do.
So we got it. We got
mystery solved. That's why we're wrapping up, because we solved the question. Yes,
we got this.
We do.
Some of us.
Some of us do. All right. So one last time, Riley, thank you for coming in and being a part of the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the last episode.
Zach and Brian, thank you for coming in, and it wouldn't have been a last show without you guys.
Much appreciated.
Much thanks love to you, Ken. You're forever in our thoughts.
Rest
even
in
though
peace.
You're still alive.
R.I.P.
What did you?
No, I just said thanks.
Oh, thanks. So, for Riley Little, Steve Lung, Zach Cooper, Colin Robertson, Patrick Luciani, Christine Chubb, Brian Calhoun, Ken Rodney, who is still very much alive.
Rest in peace.
And we love him. This has been Got Game. You might hear from us in the future. Stay tuned. But for now, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Peace.
That's it. Yay.
Sorry, Steve.